for this passage today from Jesus in Mark's gospel, it's one of those passages that really make us stop and think. You know, sometimes the words of Jesus are really sweet and they're easy to understand and they're easy to hear. And then sometimes they can be really challenging. And they really force us to think about our lives and how do we respond to Jesus and his invitation to become a disciple. Really, what does it mean to live as a son and daughter? So just the context of what's going on. You know, Jesus and the Pharisees, they seem to always be kind of combating, arguing back and forth about what was the right way. And the Pharisees were challenging Jesus because his disciples didn't wash their hands and they didn't go through all of these rules that the Pharisees had made up. And so Jesus was telling them, the rules don't make you perfect. The rules aren't what make you holy. It's really what is inside your heart. What are your thoughts? What are your desires? What are your intentions? That's what that tells us if we're holy or not. Because for the Pharisees, they were all only concerned about the outward appearance. They wanted to make sure they looked perfect, that they had everything just in proper order. And they didn't really care about their hearts. And that's what Jesus always was telling them. You look good on the outside, but the inside is dirty. The inside is broken. And so how do we apply that for us today? Are we more concerned about the outward appearance? Are we more concerned of making sure that people think that we are good, that we follow the rules, that we can do all the right things? But do we allow the truth of who Jesus is, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to truly change our heart? We sang as we came in, but our God is here, that we receive the body and blood and that we become what we receive. Do we really believe that's possible? Or are we happy, satisfied with living just this external life? Because I know it's really difficult, especially as you get older into middle school. There's lots of temptations, and there's lots of focus on the externals, on how I look. I mean, you guys wear uniforms, but how do I wear my uniform? When I'm not in school, what clothes am I wearing? Do I have all the latest things? Do my friends have toys and games that I don't have? So we have to just always ask ourselves, what's my motivation? Because if we're not careful, especially as we get older, if we allow the concern for the externals on how I look and what people think about me to be what motivates me, we can really get ourselves into trouble. And sometimes more trouble than we realize, because we can do things. That's what Jesus said, it's the bad words. It's the greed, the meanness, being deceitful, being indecent, being prideful or foolish. These are the things, like little seeds, that can take root in our heart. And when you have a bad seed, you have bad fruit. And so we have to be really careful that we don't get swept away by the outside and by expectations and trying to compete and keep up with other people. Because, you know, there's lots of temptations, lots of dangers. And again, I'm sure if we were asked the older students, they would be able to say, yes, Father, you're right. Lots of temptations. Lots of opportunities to do bad things. You know, maybe post things online, sing songs, make videos that are indecent, that have bad words, that are mean, that are envied and selfish. I mean, the opportunities are right in front of us every day. Do we truly believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist and that he is everything that we need? And that if we allow him, he will give us the strength that we need to overcome these temptations. And this is why I and we have decided it's a good thing for us to have Eucharistic adoration at the end of every Mass. Because he is the only thing that can save us, especially because there are so many temptations. We need even 2 or 3 moments just to sit with him and say, Jesus, help me. Maybe I made a bad mistake. I made a bad choice. Help me to repent. Lord, there's so many temptations. Give me the strength I need to do the right thing. It's why it's so important to be with Jesus. You know, we call him the source and the summit. I'm sure you know what those words are, right? You learn in geography or social studies about rivers. Rivers begin somewhere. That's the source. And then the summit is where it ends. Usually we think about mountains. The top of the mountain is the summit. Jesus is the beginning. Everything comes from him because he's God. And he's also the kingdom. He's the king. He's in heaven. So he's our goal. And so when we have so many temptations, we need to be reminded frequently of how important and necessary he is. And just as a reminder, as we are spending those few moments after Mass in adoration, of course the proper posture is to kneel of adoration and respect. Because just as Jesus was saying, our bodies can reflect what's good and what's bad, our bodies also help us to be reminded of what's good and what's true. So when I stand up and I'm going to have a good posture when I pray, when I kneel in a good posture when I'm praying, I'm teaching myself that this is important. So of course that's like the first choice. But if your knees are hurting, if you're fidgety, if you're feeling hot or faint, of course you can sit down. Of course you can relax a little bit. It's not punishment. But I would challenge you. I see you all out in the playground running in the hot heat. I see you on the courts playing sports. I know you have more than you can give sometimes. That you have this deep inside of you that you can do things, you can push yourself further than you want to. In our prayer life, we need to have that same desire to go all the way. But we don't want to kill you either. So if you need to sit, so teachers, make sure we are all on that same page. We don't want kids like unnecessarily like through torture if they're hurting or if they're tired. We can be a little relaxed about that. But regardless of the posture, our heart needs to be in tune with Jesus. Because he is what saves us. The only thing that saves us. So as we continue in this Mass, let's pray for the grace to truly love the Eucharist as the source and summit of our faith. Because he loves us, he died for us, and in the Holy Eucharist, he lives for us. Let's pray for that grace today.